And hello, once again, this is Megan Drescher, Jordan Adler's business manager, calling in from a very stormy West Jordan, Utah. And on tonight's call, we have a very, very special guest. He is Send Out Card's number 3 money earner. He has about 60,000 people in his organization. He's one of only 2 Eagles, and this guy loves fish. If you don't know who I'm talking about already, well, then you just don't know DeMar Zimmerman. How are you, DeMar?
I'm doing so good, I can hardly stand it.
That's excellent. All right. Well, I have some questions to ask you, and then I'm going to check the questions from those that are listening live on the web.
Great. Sounds good.
All right. So let's learn a little bit about you, especially for our newbies. What did you do before Send Out Cards?
Well, I hope people on the call don't shoot me. I'm just kidding. I was in the timeshare industry. I was a marketing director for a small timeshare resort out of New Mexico. And I lived in Utah, but I worked in New Mexico. So I have my wife and 4 kids. And so I tried to run a household and also work my business down in New Mexico. I was employed. I wasn't self-employed. I was employed with the company. And we would travel all over Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arizona. We do trade shows and set up in malls and that kind of stuff. I had a bunch of people that worked for me that we booked tours or appointments for the resort to have people take a look at their timeshare division.
Okay. So you traveled a lot and you worked for a company. So what attracted you to Send Out Cards?
Well, 2 things. The first thing is that a friend of mine out of Pocatello, Idaho, his name's Dave Pollard. I was looking for some stuff, some promotional products for a couple of shows we were doing down in New Mexico, and I talked to him, and he was calling me back, and he introduced me to Send Out Cards as a tool to use at the resort, and I was late in my office one evening and he showed it to me. He had me log into his account. We didn't have a gift account walkthrough or anything like we do now.
I remember that.
Yeah, and so he just let me try it out, and he talked to me a little bit about the opportunity, said there was a video he wanted to send me, and he did, and I watched it, and I was very intrigued, and so I wanted to use it for my business, but deep down inside, I mean, at the time, I was pretty burned out about network marketing. I had some really good experiences, but a couple of companies that had gone south on me, even though I hadn't gone south. And so I was kind of not interested in network marketing, but it intrigued me, the concept of, being able to do network marketing with it. So it was I was kind of torn. I wanted to use it really bad, which I did. And then I also was looking how I could make a little extra income on the side, maybe not having to work, so I didn't have to work so bad, so long and hard with my other business. But I also had, Megan, I had some good teachers in my life that taught me a little bit about networking, and I saw it as a great networking tool to be able to build my network. So I love the product. I fell in love with the product, and I saw that there was some money to be made.
Excellent. So you've been in Send Out Cards for how long?
Well, my number is 1978. They started at 1,000, so I'm the 978th distributor in Send Out Cards. I started in the fall of 2004, so almost 6 years. And a lot's changed.
Excellent. Oh, definitely. Definitely. And there's more to come. So exciting.
Oh, absolutely. It's funny because when I first started with Send Out Cards, when did you start working for Send Out Cards, Megan?
Fall of 2005.
Yeah, okay. Well, when I started, you couldn't even put a picture on the inside or outside of the card. So you had a straight, there was no glossy finish. They barely got handwriting font, and they were only doing about 100 to 500 cards a day. And I was the largest user of the system. Me and the resort I was working with, we were doing about 5,000 cards a week, and I'd have to call the company up a week in advance so that they could hire enough people to run the machines and stuff,
right,
the envelope,
yeah,
and stuff. So it was kind of fun.
A lot was still being done by hand back then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's learn about your typical day. What's your typical day while building your Send Out Cards business now?
Well, that's interesting because my typical day is I do a lot of playing. I do a lot of relaxing. This time of the year, I try to go fishing every day. The weather hasn't been very good, as you notice outside. I'm on the north side of the valley, and you're on the south side, and so it makes it a little difficult when the weather doesn't cooperate. But, you know, one of my passions is fishing. I love to fly fish in the mountains of Utah and all the great rivers of the world, but I like to do that. But my day, the first thing I do is I get up early in the morning, not because I have an alarm clock, just because I'm used to getting up early. And I do my meditation, I do my my studies and stuff like that. But then I go to my site and I start playing around with sending out cards, send a few cards. I look at my list of people. I have a list of people that I try to go over every day to see who I can contact and talk to and send cards to and those kinds of things. And I spend about, probably an hour doing that in the morning. And then I'll just kind of figure out, I'll mow the lawn, go fishing, or whatever else I want to do. So that's, you know, I don't spend a lot of time doing send out cards every day. What I do is I'm consistent every day. And so I try to do consistent things every day, activities every day. So that's kind of a day in the life of Damar.
Sounds about right. Well, if you were just getting started again, what would you do different? Because you're in a good spot right now, I would say.
Well, right now, I mean, my circumstances are a lot different than they were when I first started. I mean, I was working 10 hours a day. I was trying to get all my stuff done within a, you know, 2-3-4 week period so I could get home and spend some time with my family. So I just did send out cards when I could. You know, when I was driving down the freeway, I would write, you know, think of somebody, I'd write their name down, and I didn't have a phone book or anything. I didn't have Google or anything like that. So I'd go to information and call information, get their number and call them up and try to work my business that way. So when I first started, I didn't have the time that I have now. But I've never done really send out cards full time. I mean, I've made full time income. I do now. I don't do anything else but send out cards. But if I had to do it all over again, I would try to spend more time. If I knew what I know now, I would just try to spend, and not really more time, but try to do more of the activities that are important for you to succeed in this business. So, you know, I just focus and do more things to build my business faster.
Just be consistent. Right.
So what?
Just be consistent, like you.
Yeah.
You say
just consistent. A lot of people think you got to spend hours and hours. You don't. You just have to do something with your business every day, and they got to be the right activities. You know, if you just think and ponder and don't do anything, then that activity won't get you very far. So you have to do some things to make it happen.
Definitely. How many people have you personally sponsored?
You know, over the last 5.5 years, probably, well, I counted a few months ago. It was in the 120s. I figured it was about about 1.7 or 1.8 people every month, so not quite 2 a month. So I've consistently tried to sponsor people. I sponsored somebody last week or the week before last. I'll probably sponsor someone this week, some people I've been working on. So, I'm not a big guru in network marketing. Of course, I don't believe there is such thing as a guru. I believe that, you know, somebody can build a business and be successful just by, like I say, consistently, you know, signing 1 to 4 people up a month.
And that's definitely doable. It's not something that is not achievable for even when you're just starting out.
No.
I think a lot of people get intimidated by the leaders in the company because they think that they just sponsor so many people and every gift account walkthrough results in a sign up, and that's just not true, is it?
No. You know, here are the statistics with send-out cards. If you'll let someone watch the video and send a card, or send a card, watch the video, but if you'll do that activity over the last 3 years, consistently, if you'll do that, there's a 30% chance that that person will buy something from you. Not necessarily right away, but that person will purchase one of the products or become an entrepreneur with send out cards. Those are the facts. It doesn't matter who you are, that's what it is. So if you do it long enough, those are the ratios that you're going to get. You know, Jim Rohn always talks about ratios. I remember years ago I got a tape series from him, and he talked about if you learn your ratios, you can do really well in any business, and they don't have to be big. Anybody can do that. Anybody can do that if they're just consistent. If you do it with enough people, you'll get close to the ratios of any company.
Yep. Excellent. That's good. All right. Well, let's talk about you have a new CD. You have a CD out. So
yes, I do.
Let's talk about that. Tell me why a CD and what it's for and how you can get it and all that.
Well, you know, I'm like most people. You know, I remember when I used to I travel a lot in a car, but the average person spends about 2 hours in their car every day. Traveling back and forth from work, and I love CDs. I think they can be very valuable, and so I've had a lot of people over the years ask me, what do you do, how do you get started, you know, those kinds of things, and I've found that CDs work really well to teach people. And so a few weeks ago, about a month ago, I consulted with some of the top producers in the company, and I put together a CD, and I call it a Fast Start CD, and the CD is designed for a person who really wants to build a business and keep it simple and find out some real simple activities that they need to do in order to make their business grow. So I put that all on a CD.
Awesome.
Yeah, and the nice thing about it is that it's going to be a CD that's going to be part of the Daily 8 action plan. The company now is putting that with a CD guide, so it will be available, and you can be able to send it with a card. You'll be able to buy it in bulk. The CD isn't about me. It's about the information that's in the CD. I put it together so that the average person will know what to do and how to do it. And they'll have some simple activities. It's basically based on around the fundamental principles of network marketing, which is duplication, consistency, and time. I heard that comment earlier today.
Wasn't that perfect?
Yeah, and it was in that letter or email that you got.
Uh-huh.
And then it also talks about 5 basic steps, being a product, the product. Learning how to who to invite and how to, you know, what to say when you invite people to take a look. It talks about the follow-up process or the presentation process. It talks about the follow-up process, and it talks about training. And it's
wow.
It's about 47 minutes long. And
talk about all of that in less than an hour?
Yeah, because it's so
wow.
Simple. I mean, it's really not complicated. And so, you know, this business isn't complicated. People, you know, it's easy to do, but because it's easy to do, it's also easy not to do. And but the CD is to get people engaged and to focus and get them started. It also gives the 72-hour challenge in there, which I started using probably a year ago, you know, getting people to get them up and started in their first 72 hours. All of that's in there. And it's available for anybody who wants to get it and start participating. I recommend, obviously, I give it to every new distributor that I see, you know, that especially those that I work with. And I believe it's an important element that everybody needs to learn and understand.
Definitely. We have a comment. Mike Pollard from Caldwell, Idaho, says, to tell DeMar, I love his new CD. I received a supply last Friday. I've been inactive for years, but this CD is going to kickstart my business.
So, oh, good. I'm glad.
Great testimonial, yeah.
Well, that's
so
what it's
how
meant
can we
for.
Get it real quick?
If you go to right now, if you go to, because it's not available to send out cards yet, they have to do some production and stuff on it and
okay.
put, you know, the send out cards logos and stuff on it. But if you get it, if you want to get it right now, you go to www.faststartcd.com. Faststartcd.com. It's a real easy site to remember.
Okay.
So,
and for those of you listening in, if you just want to email me at socmegan@gmail.com, I can also send this to you. We don't get a summary out because we usually don't send summaries for interviews.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, we've got some questions on the line. I know a lot of people have been asking about the June 19th. Do you want to make a statement about that real quick?
I absolutely do, because that's probably the most important thing I want to talk about tonight. Is
all right.
June 19th, there's a very special announcement. And Cody kind of leaked out a little bit at the Treat 'Em Right this last weekend that it's going to have to be, yeah, it's going to be about more money, new money in the compensation plan. And usually new money means checks go up. And when checks go up, it creates more freedom for people. You know, there's potential if you're making $100 for it to go up to $500. If you're making $1,000 to go to $5,000, you know, and those aren't predictions. I'm not predicting that you're going to get that. I'm just saying that these kinds of things have known to help increase people's revenue streams like that. So you need to get to one of the events. There's a couple places you can go. Obviously, you can go to thecoolbuzz.com and get the information there. Where Jordan and he's had some meetings going on. You can go to SOTSuperSaturday.com. You'll find some Super Saturdays that are going on. They're going to be hosting that event on a live screen. You can also get go to TheDaily8.com and events. They'll be there. Look for the events on Super Saturday. Or on the 19th that's available. And like Megan said at the very beginning, if you're not in an area that's holding a meeting, grab some people, some reps, go grab some popcorn and sit in front of the screen at your, you know, the computer screen at your house and watch it. If you hook it up to the big screen, do that as well. This is going to be one of the biggest announcements that Send Out Cards makes this year. It's not going to be the only one. But it's going to be the first of a couple, and it's something that's going to be really, really important for everybody to go to. So I highly recommend that you make sure you don't miss this event.
Definitely, definitely. It's super exciting. This is like convention excitement that we should all be feeling. So definitely get yourself to a Super Saturday, or just make sure you tune in to Talk TV.
Well,
okay, we're going to go to some live questions that we've got from people that are on the webcast right now. Oh, we have more testimonials for your CD. Judy O'Higgins out of Sedona, Arizona says, the new CD is the best one yet. You did a fantastic job, and this will make our job easier with training new distributors. Thank you. Dee Breaker in Montclair, Virginia says, I got them a few weeks ago, almost right after I got his email, and I listen to it every day while in my car. It's awesome.
Good.
So thank you, Judy and Dee. So if you guys haven't listening in, haven't already gotten excited about going to faststartcd.com and getting your Fast Start CD, then you better, I don't know, get excited. All
well,
right, Dee. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm just going to say again, the information on there is, it's the information that's important. It's not my information. It's stuff that's been accumulating in my head for a long time, and I finally put it on paper and then started and spoke it on a CD. So anyway, I think it's good stuff because it's the stuff that I've been taught for years.
Well, I'm excited to listen to it, too. It's less than an hour long, and it's got everything that you have stated that's in there, and it sounds exactly what every new rep, every old rep needs to hear just to get their business in gear.
Absolutely.
All right. Larry from Bethany is saying, so what are those activities that were important to building your business? Well, I think you'll learn about that on your fast when you get the Fast Start CD.
Absolutely.
But I think he's referring to when you first started send out cards or what you do now, what you do today for an hour. What are those activities?
Well, the activities, if I understand the question right, is one of the important activities is to find people. You know, I had a friend of mine not too long ago tell me that he was going to quit send out cards because he talked to everybody he knew and they both said no. The problem with that is that you've got to build an inventory of people, and you've got to have a base, and everybody knows about 250 people. They just don't know how to get them on paper, and so I talk about on the CD of taking the memory jogger and going through each category. I've done this many times before with people. They may have 10, 20, 30 people and listen, and I just lead off each category and tell them to exhaust it, and all of a sudden they have 200, 300, 400 people on their list. And so a list is a really important part. We don't have to go through the whole thing. I mean, we don't have time to go through the whole thing. But making
right.
a list, I rewrite my list every month and with new people. And then I add to that by meeting new people with business cards and stuff like that. So, you know, that's one activity. And then obviously the activities of showing, send out cards to people and make sure that they get to take a look. So anyway.
Exactly.
That I hope that helps.
Definitely. Where can we find the memory jogger list?
If you go to thedaily8.com, go to Action Plan, go to Warm Market, and scroll down, it's right there.
Right. Excellent. That's a great place to start, especially for anyone. You said that you redo it every month, and I think that's a key thing to do. Because someone did ask, how do you find people, and you answered that perfectly. Let's see. Well, we have a couple minutes left. Do you have anything else you want to leave with everyone?
Well, you know, sending out cards is a really powerful tool. It's a really powerful way to reach out and touch people. And I use it every day. And it's real important. But sending out cards is also a financial vehicle. And it's something, you know, being able to touch somebody with a product that they don't even have to use, it's phenomenal. I can send a card and they don't even have to use it and they feel it the effect. But what just as exciting to me is watching people do what I did, and that's get out of their financial woes, being able to create some financial freedom. Even if it's an extra $500 to $1,000 a month, it's such a rewarding experience. And so, you know, I think Send Out Cards has a twofold mission, and that is to help people act on their promptings and put good in the world, but it's also to help people create financial freedom so that they can give more in the world. And if we can help people and help people light that fire and find out that Send Out Cards can do both, I mean, it just excites me, and it just tickles me death to see people when they're able to do that. So, you know, my suggestion to everybody is to just focus on your goals and work hard at building your business so that you can give more, teach more people how to become financially free.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. That's an excellent message to leave on. So for anyone that has questions, you can email me at socmegan@gmail.com. I'll try to get all this information that we've talked about today about faststartcd.com, or you can get Damar's new Fast Start CD, which sounds awesome. And also socsupersaturdays.com. Click on that so that you can find out where there's an event in your area on June 19th to hear the great news. Well, thank you so very much, DeMar, and I hope you have a great night.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, Megan, for having me on. And tell Jordan hello. I'll probably talk to him soon as well. So anyway, just everybody, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And just want to wish everybody a good night.
All right. Thanks, DeMar.
You bet. Bye.